All three persons of the Holy Trinity are involved in the salvation of sinners. God the Father perfected the plan of redemption, God the Son performed the deed of redemption, and God the Spirit applies the benefits of redemption to the repenting and trusting sinner. Praise God for His concern for fallen man. Salvation is inclusive of every aspect of man's being. It includes his spirit, his soul, and his body. The benefits of the salvation provided by God are applied at different times to the different parts of man's makeup, but it is the same salvation. For instance, the spirit is saved the moment a person receives Jesus as personal Savior. That becomes a once-for-all transaction effected in time past, which is never changed in time or eternity. Second, the soul, the physical life, is saved day by day as the believer lives in the will of God and makes his life count for Christ. That is the present transaction and is the continuing aspect of salvation. Third, the body will be saved when the Lord returns and the dead are resurrected. That is the future aspect of salvation and is yet to be experienced. The encouraging note to be heard here is that salvation provided by Jesus Christ includes past, present, and future blessings and involves spirit, soul, and body. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So let us investigate this question. What effects follow the work of the Holy Spirit in effecting the salvation of sinners? The answer to that question will magnify the grace of God and assure the hearts of believers. Well, first, the believer becomes a new person through the work of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reads, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The Holy Spirit performs such a change in the convert that it is as if he was a new and different person. The change includes all of his personality, mind, emotion, and will. From that spiritual change within, new expressions are made in the body. The believer receives a new mind. Now, man is mentally empty without Christ. Now, that does not mean he is ignorant in all areas, but that he cannot understand spiritual things. His understanding is darkened because the god of this world has blinded his mind. He lives by a fleshly mind, which is alienated and an enemy of God. He walks in the vanity of his mind because the carnal mind is enmity against God. But when he comes to God through repentance and faith, he receives the mind of Christ. He gets a new thought pattern and insight into spiritual things. The believer receives a new affection. Whereas he had loved the world and the things that were in the world, now he has received the love of God in his heart by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and he loves with the same love which God knows. The believer receives a new will. There was a time when his will was in rebellion against God, held enslaved by the bonds of sin. He did not come to Christ because he willed not to come. Salvation in Christ changes that. The believer delights to do the will of God because God works in him both to will and to do of the divine pleasure. Now that is an amazing change, isn't it? If a person underwent surgery which changed the way he thought, the things and persons he loved, and the set of his will, it would be a marvel of medical science. The physical body remains the same after salvation, but there is a change in the inner spirit which redirects the believer's mind, emotion, and will. So God puts spiritual life within him with divine laws written in mind and heart. It is no wonder the Bible describes that change as a birth, a resurrection, a new creation. It is such a change no one but God could effect it. Second, the believer receives a new life through the Holy Spirit. Now, the sinner needs new life because without Christ, he is spiritually dead. If that statement seems strange, well, remember what death really is. Death means separation. The body of man is dead when the spirit is separated from it, and the spirit of man is dead when God is separated from him. So God warned Adam not to eat of the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, for in the day he ate of it, he would die. But Adam partook of the fruit of the tree with his wife Eve in direct disobedience to God. He was aware immediately of his separation from God, for he hid from God among the trees of the garden. He was expelled from the garden as a sign and proof of his separation from God. He was spiritually dead. The Bible says that every person who is descended from Adam, and that includes us all, partakes of his weakened nature and will by the act of our own will, a sin against God, and die spiritually. Here is God's judgment as pronounced in Scripture. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. For the wages of sin is death. For to be carnally minded is death. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The Bible says man needs a new life because he is spiritually dead. Now, God's Word testifies that the repenting believer receives new life in Jesus Christ. Jesus said of poor lost sinners, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." He said of himself to the Father, "As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." The new life which the believer receives in Jesus Christ through the ministry of the Holy Spirit is eternal life. Eternal life is twofold in its nature. First, it is eternal in its duration. It never ends. The person who has received eternal life in Jesus Christ shall never perish. Second, it is eternal in its quality. It is the same life which is lived in eternity. It is the life of God Himself, lived in time in the body of a mortal man. Now that is why Paul calls it, "Christ lives in me." The believer in Jesus Christ lives the fullness of eternal life right here and now in the context of time. Thank God for His gift of eternal life, which is given to everyone who receives Jesus Christ. Third, the believer enjoys a new security through the Holy Spirit. Let us review some of the things the Bible says about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the person who trusts Jesus Christ as personal Savior. 1. He is born of the Spirit. 2. He is baptized into the body of Christ by the Spirit at the time of his conversion. 3. He is sealed unto the day of redemption by the Spirit. 4. He is indwelt moment by moment without ceasing through all of his earthly life by the Spirit. 5. The continuing presence of the Spirit within is the guarantee of ultimate redemption, called the earnest of the Spirit in the Bible. The list could go on as we could speak of the Spirit's guidance, teaching, intercession, witness, and so forth within the believer. Now, Jesus promises spiritual and eternal security to those who are truly saved. One of His precious promises is recorded in John 5:24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Now another is recorded in John 10:27-30. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Jesus' promises were accepted by the Apostle Paul, who wrote, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." So praise God for salvation, planned by the Father, performed by the Son, applied by the Spirit. It is offered to you. Knowing the truth of it, enter into the good of it by repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.